Necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to this special episode of Superhuman Radio. This is actually being broadcast on Facebook Live, too. So if you're listening on radio, I don't want to discourage you from listening to the live stream, but if you get over to the Facebook live stream, which is on the Superhuman Radio Network page on Facebook, you can actually post questions, and we will be presenting those questions to my co-host, who will be joining me in just a moment, Coach Rob Regish. So, of course, this is the special edition of the Blueprint Power Hour, the very, very first one that we've ever done on Facebook Live. And let it roll.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Rob and all his grand musculature sitting in his living room. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, I'm doing great. And, you know, part of the reason I'm wearing a tank top is not to show off. I'm far from the world's biggest and strongest, but it is my position that if you're going to take advice from somebody like me, you better damn make sure that person walks the talk and lives what he says.
You know, this is really a very important distinction, not just about what we're talking about here today. Elisa and I were talking about a medical practice, not in, in Kentucky, outside of Kentucky, that promotes health, wellness, and longevity. But none of the people in their office look healthy. Well, a handful, but most of the people in the office are overweight, eat horrible food. And I'm thinking to myself, so in other words, what you're conveying to the person who's paying you money for your advice is you don't take your own advice, and probably you don't believe in what you're selling. Otherwise, you would use it yourself. I mean, this is so true. What you just said is so true. You don't want to be with a doctor who's always sick. You don't want to use a mechanic whose car is always, his personal car is always broken down. And you don't want to take advice about health and longevity from some 19-year-old kid who doesn't know what longevity is yet. But more importantly, somebody who doesn't look the part.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, there's a lot of that in our business. More than people know. A lot of head honchos at supplement companies around the world, you know, they're chain smokers. They don't work out regularly. Some don't work out at all. They're fat cats, and they're taking advantage of people. So I just wanted people to know you're getting the real deal on the Blueprint Power Hour and SHR.
Well, and you know what? You and I, we do this because we love this. We train because we love to train. Would you agree with that statement?
It is, other than my son and my wife to be, it is everything and has always been everything. It's been the bedrock of my life.
And there's a lot of people out there who would say we're narcissists, but I would argue with them that they are, in fact, the narcissists. And here's why. If you are overweight and you are unhealthy and you're kind of the kind of person who you're like, you know, I'm just going to go down this path. Aging is inevitable. I'm not going to worry about it. Think about what you're going to do to your family when you have that stroke. Or when you die prematurely, think how you are the more selfish one for not getting out there and working hard to keep your body in proper physical fitness, shape, and health. I say you're the selfish one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no shame in working out and living a healthy lifestyle, and there will be no apologies from me on that matter.
We are going to be taking live questions. If you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, please feel free to post your questions. I may not show your question immediately. I will show it at the appropriate time. So people like Seth Spanner, who's already posting questions, just sit tight, and we will get to you. I promise. I promise you. I just dropped a piece of equipment. The only bad thing about Five Fingers is wires get caught between your toes. Just keep that in mind. Larry, wait, do we have any promotions to talk about? FastMuscleBook.com, anything like that?
Yeah, real quick. For the first time ever, FastMuscleBook.com is available in hard copy. And it details 15 bodybuilding secrets to grow drug-free lean muscle mass. So if you go to FastMuscleBook.com, you can pick this up. More than a few people have said this is the last book you will ever need. Literally years and years worth of information in here to help you gain.
And this first question speaks to why people need to just pick up the book, in my humble opinion, okay? Larry Pohl says, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the audience who will relate to this, okay? I'm revamping my training due to the fact that I've made zero progress in the last 6 months. That's not easy to admit, but at least I'm honest with myself. My goal is to put on 10 pounds of solid muscle while losing an equal or greater amount of fat. Can you give me some suggestions to accomplish this? Yes, he just did. FastMuscleBook.com.
Yeah, you know, as I flipped through it the other day, I forgot how much info I packed into it. But having said that, there are a lot of variables at work here. And not having information like how old he is, how long he's been training, can make it difficult. But I'm going to put a stick in the ground and make some assumptions. So here goes. Most people can benefit by upping the intensity of their workouts, cutting down on the volume, and adding in more rest days, meaning training less frequently. So along those lines, I would suggest limiting your workouts to 30 minutes. The practical effect there will be that your focus will improve. It has to. You'll work a little faster in between sets, and that'll up the total tonnage amount. I rather like triple drops for this purpose, as you can use everything from heavy weight and low reps to a much lighter weight and higher reps when finishing. And it plays out really well in crowded gyms, right? A lot of people have difficulty running from exercise to exercise. So let's look at an example. One of the best back exercises, in my opinion, is the seated cable row. And there you would start with a weight that finds you able to perform 4 to 6 reps, and then being unable to complete another rep in good form, always one rep short of failure. Immediately lower the weight a plate or two and do the same, but in the 6 to 10 rep range. To finish, you want to lower the weight again and attempt to rep out somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 15 reps. At the most, perform 2 exercises like that per muscle group. And 2 to 4 such workouts a week is sufficient depending on your recovery ability. The old push-pull scheme works great here. The other end of this, of course, is diet. And much of that depends on where you're coming from. So, you know, here are a few solutions. If you're not really on a diet and you're just winging it, which is very common, you want to start by eating foods from the perimeter of the supermarket, only foods from there, for the next 3 weeks. And the reason for that is it is there where you will find your fruits, your vegetables, your meats, your dairy, et cetera, et cetera. Now, as you get further along, you can moderate your carb intake and make sure you get most of them in the 2 hours post-workout, which is, I frequently recommend that. If you're still not where you want to be after several weeks of doing that, I would recommend zigzagging calories between 100% of your maintenance on training days and 70% of maintenance on off days. And in doing that will keep your metabolism from slowing down to match a consistent lower energy intake, and it'll keep your body burning fat for fuel. So as for supplements, I would limit it to a good intra-workout and maybe a thermogenic on your 70% days. The appetite suppression is going to come in handy and further contribute burning more body fat for energy. So those are some broad tips. I hope they help. It works exceptionally well, especially in people that really are not on a strict diet at the moment. They do perimeter shopping. They drop a little fat. They drop more fat when they learn to moderate their carb intake.
You know, I have to throw something in here, right? So yeah. We've been promoting a unit on the Supium Radio website now called the Breezing Unit. It's a handheld calorimeter.
Right.
If you are guessing how many calories you need a day, if you are guessing what your resting energy expenditure is a day, and you're coming up with, well, I think I need 1,600 calories, I think I need 3,500 calories, this is just plain idiotic. There's a device out there called the Breezing Unit. It works with iPhone or Android. You blow in it, it tells you what your REE is, and then you can add into it, well, I'm going to do cardio, I'm going to train today, and you can dial your caloric needs in dramatically with this unit. It's just silly. Yeah. It's silly not to use it. You know why? Because you'll save money on food. You'll save time on getting yourself dialed in to where you need to be. Take the guesswork out of it. Invest in a Breezing Unit. A lot of people are going to say, it's expensive. It's $300. You may save $300 in the first month on the amount of food that you stop eating that you don't need to, that you're putting on fat with.
You just think about how far we've come since, what, 15, 20 years ago.
I know.
You know, and you had to sit down with pencil and paper and write out the calories and macros, man. That was a pain.
Well, and not only that, but we were always guessing. You hear people that work with competitors say, well, eat this way for 2 weeks and let's see how it goes. Oh, okay, we got to up your calories. No, you don't have to eat that way to 2 weeks to see how it goes. You can know day by day. And you know what else you can know? When you start getting overtrained, your REE goes down. Your body goes, oh, man, we got to conserve calories. This guy's an idiot, okay? So one day you're burning 3,500 calories. The next day you're 16. You go, wait a minute, I got to take a day off and eat because I got to get my resting. Your resting energy requirement is directly related to your metabolism, and your metabolism speeds and slows depending on what you're doing at any given time.
That's a great example of the objective diagnostics I called for last week.
I mean, this thing is the best. Okay, we got a question from Drew Davidson. He said, last week you spoke about Tribulus. So I'd like to give my 2 cents on the matter. Like you, I've used it a long time going back to the original Tribistan product. Over the years, I've tried many and did best with an old Syntrax product, but can't remember the name. Do you recall what it was or why it worked so well? I can't seem to find it anymore anywhere.
Yeah, well, the product that you're thinking of was called Fuzu, and it really was exceptional. He's absolutely right. It was a great product. Former CEO of Syntrax, Derek Cornelius, correctly ascertained that the active ingredient were furostenolic saponins, which I've talked about before. And then he went about finding the best sources for it. He found three. Number one was Tribulus, number two was fenugreek, and number three was something called Dioscorea deltoidea. His Trib was standardized to a minimum of 40% furostenolic saponins. You'll see that it's pretty frequent today. But the fenugreek and the Dioscorea deltoidea, they were standardized for 75% furostenolic saponins. So I think it was a 3-capsule serving. It gave you somewhere in the neighborhood of 900 milligrams of furostenolic saponin. So it made it easy to get between 500 milligrams and 1,000 a day that is necessary. Now, he did a great job with that one, but it had some issues, namely the smell. And now, it wasn't a bad smell per se, but shortly after taking them, you had the distinct aroma of maple syrup.
That's not that foul. I mean, maple syrup is pretty good. You'd probably attract girls who like pancakes.
Yeah, exactly. and anybody that's used a high quality fenugreek product knows what I'm talking about. That it comes from the fenugreek. Now, it never bothered me, but it may have some others. For what it's worth, Fuzu made me ravenously hungry. My libido shot through the roof, and I found I processed food a lot better. Now, those are all hallmarks of furostenolic saponin, so it didn't come as a surprise to me. For those wanting a better understanding of them, the saponins, Google an article called Beyond Tribulus, The Truth Uncovered. Derek Cornelius wrote that article. and I thought it was an excellent one. Unfortunately, Fuzu was discontinued years ago. I have no idea why, because it seemed to be really popular. It worked, and people liked it. Now, having said that, you can roughly duplicate it by ordering up quality trib and especially fenugreek. Now, of those two, fenugreek has better evidence for performance enhancement. It's been shown in studies to boost testosterone, dramatically improve blood sugar issues owing to, I would think, the 4-hydroxyisoleucine, raise growth hormone, and help creatine work better. So the best material to look for, if it's still out there, is Sabinsa's fenusterols, although I'm not aware of a product using their fenusterols exclusively. It is a component of some test boosters, I think. Certainly an interesting product. I considered it at the time to be in my top three, at least until Progenidrex and Synthogen came along. It's just a shame nobody picked that ball up and ran with it. But thanks for your question. Yeah, it brought back a lot of good memories.
All right, so we're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Jerry Byers. And those of you who are listening live, Jason Lelou just checked in. Let's see. He said, Rob should wear ribbons under those shoulders like the Ultimate Warrior. Oh, he means like the tie-offs on the arms. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, Jason's a good dude. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Ask your questions on our Facebook Live feed, and we will mention you on the show. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
50 Cent.
We don't hear much about 50 Cent anymore. I wonder what happened.
No, hopefully he's made and saved his money, but you know how that goes usually.
All right, so, and those of you listening live and watching us on Facebook, we will answer all of your questions towards the end of the show, I promise you. And your question will actually appear on the screen, so you'll be famous with Rob and I. Jerry Byers says, in your opinion, what's the best product since creatine? If you throw out pro hormones, what's the next best thing? I think I can guess what you're going to say.
Okay.
But I'm not going to throw it out there. I'm going to listen instead. Go ahead.
Here goes. You know, it's hard to believe, but creatine took the market by storm 25 years ago now. And I can still vividly recall reading about it in the old muscle media, story after story about how it made you stronger, added pounds of muscle on the scale and led to dramatic steroid-like pumps in the gym. Now, there's a lot of controversy as to who discovered it or brought it to market in the U.S., but be that as it may, it was and remains the single biggest breakthrough in the history of sports nutrition.
Well, in fact, there was a study that was just published that looks at it in pregnant women. I don't want to get into it, but I'm thinking to myself, is there nothing that creatine isn't good for? It's amazing.
Right. I mean, literally, it benefits, the brain? It's a myostatin inhibitor, et cetera, et cetera. But after a red-hot five-year run, creatine, pro hormones started to make their mark, and it wasn't long before the second coming of steroids was underway, and users, things like Superdrol and methyl-1 test, people using those were making dramatic steroid-like gains.
Hey, listen, but they were great to play with for a little while, weren't they?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Until you got your blood work back anyway.
Yes.
But you know, the reason they're getting steroid-like gains is because these things were honest-to-goodness steroids.
Yeah.
And
they're unscheduled drugs. That's what they were.
Yeah. I mean, Superdrol and methyl-1 test, those two were arguably stronger than any oral, legal or illegal, even giving Anadrol 50 a run for its money.
Yep.
Of course, all good things had to come to an end, and they're all illegal now. And worse, the industry has as of yet to find a creatine successor. So I suppose you can add beta-alanine to that list, although many feel it doesn't do anything for them, especially when they compare it to creatine. Phosphatidic acid from lecithin granules, or lecithin, lecithin, however the hell you say it.
Yeah, you say potato, I say potato, I know.
Yeah, we do things differently in Agawam.
Yeah.
let's see, what else? Leucine. And a myriad of other products have tried but failed to usurp creatine. They just don't have, it seems, the same horsepower. At the same time, companies are reluctant to foot the bill for something that's truly novel because, you know, it's expensive as hell. Instead, what you see companies doing is that they're relying on the old standbys, pre-workouts, creatine, dressed-up creatine, and protein. Now, I sought to rectify this and honestly feel I upped the bar with my products, but only the most serious of trainees use them. They are not cheap, you know, but they do deliver fast, noticeable effects. There is a compound in green olives called oleopurine, something like that.
It's oleopian. Oleopian. Oleopian, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that compound has been racking up some very impressive research studies. It has been shown to boost tests, lower cortisol, improve thyroid levels, and a whole lot more. The only problem is finding supplements standardized for enough of it can be difficult. However, all is not lost. You'll find this interesting. There was a study that I just got done reading where individuals who ate a dozen green olives a day will get you in the same ballpark. And the results were as follows. Within 30 days of people doing this, participants eating green olives shed 2.2 pounds of fat and gained almost as much muscle. That, it's pretty darn impressive. And now it remains to be seen how long that can be kept up. But think about it. You know, 6 months of results like that can transform most physiques. Otherwise, you know, I guess I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Most companies are still hurting from the Great Recession. And their resources to invest in new products is nil. They're just very hesitant to, you know, test those waters. Now, you can still build muscle without supplements, guys, although that rarely occurs anymore. But frankly, I have not seen anything come close to creatine, although God knows we're trying.
Okay, so this is a perfect place to insert a question from David, Florida. He asked, okay, what kind of olives are you talking about? Intuitively, he knew this was probably coming up. He has so many choices in the deli section. So are we just talking about the plain green olives that they either leave the pits in, or sometimes put pimentos or cheese inside there? That just those plain green olives?
Just the plain green olives is what the research cites. And you know what? That's an excellent question, because when I first heard about this, I had my fiancé run out and said, listen, I want you to get me a ton of green olives, a lot of black olives, and any other olives you can find. When it turns out, it's the green ones. The green ones that do the job.
And you know, olives are not cheap. If you go to a Trader Joe's, not Trader Joe's, if you go to a Whole Foods or a Fresh Market or someplace like that, those olives are very, very expensive.
They are. But compare it, for example, to the how much money people drop on supplements every month. All of a sudden, they don't look as expensive.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, the next question comes from Kerry Addison. And those of you, I'm sorry, Atkinson. Those of you who are waiting to have other questions answered on our Facebook feed, we will get to them. He says, hey, Rob, I love the show and I listen every week. Like you, I seem to do well with ecdysterone products. I notice Mass sells one called Cre-Anabolin. How does this differ from Synthogen, and how much Rapanthicum is actually in it?
Yeah, you know, Cre-Anabolin was Mass's second foray into the world of ecdysterone. But to understand what it is and why and how you'd use it, it's best to understand the history of those products at Mass. So here goes. I'll do this chronologically. Around 1993-94, Mass was one of maybe two or three distributors in this country of a company called Zoe Discoveries. Mm-hmm. Namely, they had a product called Zebutol, which by label was 10 milligrams of Summa sterol extract. Whatever was in it, users put on 5, 10, and up to 15 pounds with every bottle. It was a very curious nondescript label, right? Black and white, just said Zebutol on the front. And Zoe's products had, at this point, gained a cult-like following. People still look for them. I just knew they worked, and I wanted to understand why. This is really the genesis of me, you know, and ecdysterone, for whatever that's worth. A year or two later, Zeb batches began to become very iffy. And what I mean by that is some worked like gangbusters, some didn't work at all. The size, shape, and the color of the pills kept changing. Now, when I started with it, they were small little white sublinguals. The next batch I got were these brown tabs with speckles on it. And at that point, Mass decided they could no longer sell it given the inconsistency, right, from batch to batch. It was then that he decided to do his own in-house ECDI. And that product ultimately became Adaptogen N, which features the only custom 25-to-1 Suma extract on the market. I talked about it last week. However, he wanted another one. And so informally, he engaged me on the formulation, and I had mailed him papers showing how full spectrum reponticum dramatically outperformed isolated ecdysterones, which at the time everyone else was doing, and he was thinking of doing one. And gratefully, he ran with my suggestion, but he also added, very, you know, savvy, he added Crealkaline, L-Dopa from mucunapurines,
right,
and 4-hydroxyisoleucine. The actual amount of reponticum is proprietary, but I can tell you this. Per cap, it has more reponticum than any other product on the market. It's been that way for a while, and he continues to up it. Now, it doesn't do what Synthogen does, but it does do some of it. So here's what I would tell you. If you're looking to bulk and put on as much muscle as possible, Creanabolin is your best pick. If, however, you're more inclined to cut or recomp, Synthogen is the preferred option. Now, as you may or may not know, we more than doubled the amount of reponticum in Synthogen and called it Mass Pro Synthogen X2.
Right.
And, you know, either way, you're getting the market's best reponticum, and you only need to pick one or the other. It is interesting to note that Mass, as a company, has easily the longest history with ecdysterone products of any other company in the United States, going back to the early 90s. Their products reflect it, too.
Okay, and I just want to post this real quick. We have Clay Tisdale listening on, or watching on the West Coast.
All right.
And he said he was going to ask a question about Tribulus, but your last comment on it answered many of the questions he had. He said, unfortunately, Trib never did anything for me. Rob, what's your opinion on Bulbine? And I can talk about Bulbine, too, because I introduced it on Superhuman Radio by the same guy, Dr. Toyin Yakubu, who introduced Fidogia agrestis on my show in 2006,
yep.
Introduced Bulbine natalensis on my show 2 years later. He's heard Carl talking about it for years, blah, blah, blah. So it is an interesting compound. What is your take on Bulbine?
You said Bulbine natalensis?
Yes, yes.
It is certainly a test booster worth experimenting with. It does, as you pointed out last week, it works through a very unique and novel mechanism. And for that reason, I believe it has much more potential than most test boosters on the market.
Bulbine is a naturally occurring aromatase inhibitor. And it's been very, very effective. And ironically, it outlasted Fidogia agrestis. Fidogia agrestis was introduced before. Fidogia agrestis works by increasing testicular cholesterol so that when your testes get messages from the Leydig cells, they can produce a lot more testosterone easier.
Right.
But the Bulbine is actually an aromatase inhibitor. It's a natural suicide inhibitor found in a plant source in Nigeria, just like Fidogia. They both come from Nigeria. Bulbine is still out there. There's a lot of people who are still selling it under different names. We have a sponsor that sells it, Driven Sports. I think there's a big company in Canada that sells it. You know, it's an aromatase inhibitor. That's basically it.
Yeah, it is obviously distinct and separate from Tribulus, does different things. It's not, you know, it does not have furostenolic saponins, but it has benefits, rather, all its own. I would only ask, if possible, get blood work done before and after and share it with the audience so we can all understand.
You know, and this is something important, what Rob just said, right? A little while ago, we talked about stop guessing about your caloric needs, get yourself a breathing unit, and get blood work. You've got these two bookends that tell you if you are doing things that are working for your particular mission, and that is, you know, assessing and testing. That's really it. And people need to stop taking supplements and just assuming that they're doing something. Because if more people got tested, they'd find out, oh, this doesn't do anything for me. Maybe I'm a non-responder. And then they could stop spending money on that. So you're really right. People need to get tested. There's no doubt about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Steve Callips. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Some of you are watching it. If you have questions, I will get to them, I promise you. And you'll see your name on the screen. You'll be famous along with Rob and I. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay. So let's see. The next question, as I said, comes from Steve Callips. He says, I'm 46 years old and absolutely dragging in the gym. I get real sore, can't recover like I used to, and have some fat coming on around the waist. Worse, I'm starting to lose my love of training. I used to love to train. Nowadays, not so much. Which pre-workout would you recommend, and how should I get this belly fat off? Do you do that before I hit the weights? Question mark. I don't think this is a pre-workout answer. What do you think, Rob?
Well, yeah, I mean, my line of thinking is this. I wouldn't be so quick to supplement my way out of this, which is something I think we're all guilty of from time to time, me included. I could recommend a great pre-workout, you know, a new way of training in fat burners. But let's be honest, you know, those are Band-Aids on something that sounds to me is more serious that's afoot. Everything you're telling me leads me to believe your test levels have fallen. Perhaps to below normal. Now, that isn't uncommon, and at the very least, you should have your levels checked. I'm betting there's room for improvement. Just about all of us, right? The physiological range is between 300 nanograms per deciliter up to 1,000. You know, so if you're at 301, and the other guy's at 999, you can guess who's going to build muscle easier. Your situation, a lot of the things that you're sharing with me, is eerily similar to mine. So let me recount that example for you. Around 3 years ago, I was chronically tired. So much so, I lacked the energy just to play with my son. I can vividly remember lying on the ground, unable to play games with him, or, you know, roughhouse with him, what have you. I also had a bad attitude. You know, everything was negative. And I was losing interest in just about everything, you know, everything from sex to training. And I'm sure I wasn't very fun to be around. So I also noticed some other things that were getting much, much worse. If I got less than 7 hours of sleep, I was shot for the day. I mean literally shot. When I say shot, I mean like on my back, on the couch, unable to drag myself to, you know, to work like a lot of people do. Certainly couldn't go to the gym. In some cases, I couldn't even do laundry. You know, it's at that point I decided to get tested. And when the results came back, the doctor, I'd never forget this. He said, I just don't believe this. He says, your body's making no anabolic hormones, no testosterone. And when he said no, it was like zero zilch. And he was surprised because despite that, upon physical examination, I was, you know, still fairly muscular guy at around 225. He was Dr. Conservative though, and he only prescribed me 50 or 60 milligrams of test a week.
He actually made you more hypogonadal with that, believe it or not.
Yes.
We talked about it on previous shows.
So. Yep, the blood test proved that. All I remember was the next doc that I went to see, I'll never forget him saying this. He looked across the desk at me and he said, 50 milligrams a week is what we give to women. So needless to say, I left with a much more respectable dose and started my shots right away. What an amazing difference. Biggest things I noticed were this. My energy came rushing back, particularly in the afternoon. You know, whereas before I was just terribly lethargic, couldn't get myself going at all. I felt fantastic. And my mood, my God, it improved tenfold. You know, I was optimistic, not pessimistic, energetic, you know, not lethargic. And I wanted to train again. And that particular joy I'll never forget. I can't honestly say at a typical replacement levels that I noticed all that much in the gym other than getting me back in there and getting me in the game. It was a quality of life thing for me and it kind of always has been. So I would say do yourself a favor and get tested. It might not be your testosterone. It might be your adrenals or something else. The point is, you needn't suffer in silence. You know, find a doctor and make sure he's a good one. At the first sign of the guy's not, you know, going to help you, it's time for a new doctor. Your quality of life is that important. So those are my two CCs on what's going on in your situation.
I would also suggest look at your sleep. How are you sleeping? Are you having any sleep issues? Did you start snoring? Has your wife told you you've been snoring a lot more? This could also, your what you have described could be some of the early signs of either obstructive sleep apnea or just you're having poor sleep. That will put fat on you. You won't want to train. You'll just have a feeling of malaise all day long. Even depression can be triggered by sleep problems. So you also need to check your sleep. Real quick, so Tom Cox asked earlier on Facebook about what the unit was called that we were talking about before. That is a handheld calorimeter. And Jason LeLoux was kind enough to tell him to go to our website. I gave him the link. Tom checked it out, and I think he thinks it's way too expensive. But the reality is it's not that expensive when you look at what it does for you. Because knowing what your resting energy expenditure is will allow you to dial in your diet. You'll spend a lot less money on food if you're trying to lose weight by knowing that once a week you can check it. You know, there's people who think the breathing unit is too expensive don't understand the value of knowing a snapshot of your metabolism. Like, people would give anything. Like, professional athletes, they have bomb calorimeters available to them. Not bomb, I'm sorry. That's a different type of calorimeter. They have these calorimeters that they use in universities where they can test their resting energy expenditure and know if they're eating too much, if they're eating too little, why they feel exhausted every day at the gym, and so on and so forth. So you gotta shake that idea that this is too expensive. That information is so, so valuable, okay? Let's go ahead and throw one question in real quick. John Peaks asked what we think about or what you think about free test levels. His doc is focused almost exclusively on that, not on total testosterone. You have any opinions on that?
Yeah, you know, it is true that free testosterone really should be the measure you're shooting for, because if test is bound in your system, your body can't use it. So free test, yes, that's an excellent point. Now, having said that, in speaking with many doctors and other people that are familiar with HRT, it is very, very rare to find someone with high total test levels and low free test.
It's almost or vice versa, very, very high free test and then low total test.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's an important thing, and I would encourage everyone to look at that figure. That's a great reminder. So,
but John, that your doctor is wrong if that's all he focuses on. There's a reason that there is a free test to total test ratio that is observed by medicine, number one. Number two, the illusion that total test, which is bound up by serum sex hormone binding globulin and albumin, is inactive is wrong. It is active. It does do things. But the thing is, a lot of times it's not uncoupled until it's in tissue actually doing what it's supposed to do. So it's not observed in blood. I think it's a huge mistake for your doctor to focus exclusively on free testosterone and not total testosterone as well. That's my two CCs, okay?
Yeah, I'll go one step further, which is if you're going to do this, go all the way. I would look at your test-to-cortisol ratio because that is extremely important too. High test, high free test, that's fantastic. But in the presence of, you know, super high chronically elevated cortisol, you can do better than that.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions, not only from the live viewers on Facebook, but from listeners who email their questions into Rob Regish. Check out Rob's fastmusclebook.com website today if you are not seeing the gains in the gym that you want. We'll be right back.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish.
Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So we have a question from a Facebook Live listener named Michael Zavodny. He says, great show, guys. Hey, Rob, I'm thinking about getting Progenadrex. Can you give me some info about it? Dosage, instructions, and such. Thanks.
Sure, Michael. That's a great question. Progenadrex, I've got a bottle here, was actually the follow-on to Synthogen, and that was no small feat to develop a product. After Synthogen, it's just rave reviews. I had to come up with something as good or better. Fortunately for me, Progenadrex is now the number one selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at Predator. Predator tells me it actually outsells Synthogen. And if you, you know, if you head on over there and punch in Progenadrex at PredatorNutrition.com, you'll see 14 reviews over a couple of years' time. 13 of them are five-star reviews and one four-star review. I am exceedingly proud of the product. Its main goal is to accelerate lean body mass gains. The question becomes, how do you do that without anabolic hormones? I set out to leverage all of the ingredients designed to do one thing, leverage the most powerful anabolic you can put in your body, food. And the ingredients are as follows, anacyclist perithrum, laxogenin, R-alpha-lipoic acid, creatine hydrochloride, and disodium phosphate. The collective effect is this. You will have a ravenous appetite, mostly for good bodybuilding foods, in particular, carbohydrates. Anacyclist perithrum excels at stuffing the muscle full of glycogen, which pulls in 3 grams of water with it. Consequently, individuals gain at least a pound a week for 8 weeks or more. And here's the best part. It is all in the muscles and not around the waist. In fact, there are some people that have used it to bulk quite successfully where their waist has shrunk. And the other excellent part about it is it requires no post-cycle therapy. And the gains, this is the best part, the gains are retained in large part owing to the fact that the actives in anacyclists remain active in the body for, you know, there's several weeks afterwards. Alkamides is what the speculated actives are. So I hope that answered your question. You can get it at PredatorNutrition.com, and I would love to hear your feedback. Love to hear your feedback. Now, just make sure you drink a lot of water and up your carb intake, and you will be in Gainesville in short order.
Tom Cox qualified his comment before about the breathing unit. He lives in the UK, so between the exchange rate and then also the import tax, it would be too expensive for him to use it there. So I say to Tom Cox, email me. I'll put you in touch with the people at Arizona State University that manufacture and market it, and you can sell it to the people in the UK. Let's do that.
Hey, Tom Cox, man, we got to get before and after pictures on this cat. He used some of my training stuff. He looks like a different person.
Look what's on the screen. Hey, Rob, I'm not sure if you got my email to the Blueprint Army email address that you have, but apparently he sent you an email, so you need to check that out. Okay, we have another question from Everett Bush. Everett says, so I checked out that Beyond a Century you were talking about last week. Their lineup is vast, and I'm wondering about the quality. Parenthetically, some of the prices look too good to be true. What do you recommend from there, and is their lineup for athletes legit, and why don't they have an in-house brand? Most places like them do.
Yeah, you know, Beyond a Century, they've been in business, I want to say, for 30 years now, maybe more. And their product catalog is vast. And when I say vast, I mean it is, you know, everything. Like any company, they have some good items, right? Some winners, and they've got some stinkers, and they've got products in between. It really depends what you're looking for. So for the individual looking to improve his health, you know, via things like trans-resveratrol, PQQ, curcumin, and the like, they're a great resource. They're also a great wealth of information insofar as where to go for more information about XYZ condition, as they attend multiple conferences per year. And they do a really nice job staying current on that stuff. Although they're careful not to position it as medical advice, they will point you in the right direction. As for sports nutrition and their lineup for athletes, you know, I give it a 7 out of 10. Years ago, it might have been a 9, as their product selection for athletes was a lot more robust. They used to carry, as an example, they used to carry Anabolica, along with some other esoteric items. And for what it's worth, today they have no ecdysterone. I called them up and had a long conversation about that. Their fenugreek is out of stock, and protein selection is somewhat limited. Their bulk herbs are hit or miss, but there are some really good gems in there. One of those is, let's see, I think they call it Bulgarian tribulus, with a stated extract of 45% saponins. What's odd is neither their website nor their catalog does it state what kind. And I'm talking about saponins. There are two in tribulus, spirostenolic and furostenolic, which I mentioned before. You know, it's only when you get the bottle does it read standardized for 45% furostenolic saponins. I think it's 180 caps, you know, 3 to 4 a day being the preferred dose. They also have trib in bulk powder, but I'm going to caution you against it, not because the material is inferior, but ingesting that stuff on a daily basis just is not practical, unless you've got one of those cap 'em quick machines and you make your own capsules like I do.
And they're still not quick. Those, I had a cap 'em quick. It's not that quick.
Yeah.
The name isn't really accurate.
No, calling it a machine is a little bit.
Yeah. Like calling an umbrella a machine. You know what I mean? I have this rain-resisting machine here that I'm using. Look, we got a couple questions about Progenidrex, right? So the first one, actually, I've got to scroll down because we just got like a barrage of them, right? So Jason Lelou, who is shoveling dirt today, why is it only available at Predator Nutrition? What about inside the United States?
That's a great question. We have had discussions about making it available in the United States. It's been problematic for a number of reasons, one of which is the exchange rate and what's going on with Brexit and all that stuff. Believe me, I'm trying hard to get it here. And it may be that, you know, if I have to order a few cases myself and mail them out, as much as I hate going to the post office and doing that, that might be what it takes. It does pain me a bit that one of, if not, you know, my best product in some people's opinion is not available here yet. I can only say I will make a much more concerted effort to try to get it here. The guys that I have talked to that order it and have it to, you know, delivered, even though it's from Europe and the shipping's high, they find it well worth the trouble. Because the gains stick around. You know, let's face it, when you gain, you know, when you go from being stagnant for years to gaining 6 to 8 pounds of lean body mass and it sticks, most people think that's worth every penny.
I would. Clay Tisdale has a really great question. He says, Rob, can you use Progenidrex if you are pre-diabetic like I am? And while Tom Cox presumed that it would be great because it's an insulin mimetic, that doesn't necessarily mean it would be good for a pre-diabetic. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I'm not a doctor. I can't really tell you yes or no. I can speculate based on the fact that it includes R-alpha-lipoic acid. I would speculate that it would be beneficial for the condition. Why? Well, alpha-lipoic acid is used as a prescription drug in Europe just for that purpose. You know, and as for the other ingredients, you know, in my mind, from what I understand about diabetes and how the ingredients work in Progenidrex, I would say it would be of great benefit to you. One thing you should know is it stimulates a ravenous appetite. You know, it's not a product for dieting, that's for sure. After about 5 days of taking it, you can consume extremely large quantities of food and, more importantly, assimilate them and be ready to do the same just a couple hours later.
So here's a question that kind of fits nicely in here, right? Gerard asks, I'm a Pro Blueprint Army member. What do you guys think of berberine, since we're talking about insulin mimetics and prediabetes and all this sort of stuff? Any opinions on berberine, Rob?
You know, I do not have a product with berberine, but I would tell you that it is certainly worthwhile to look into as a glucose disposal agent. All of the research that I have seen, and just as importantly, the anecdotal feedback that I have seen has been very positive. So, unfortunately, it's not a product that I have practical experience with, but I would say in conjunction with our alpha lipoic acid, you know, those are probably two of your top three to look into if you have that condition.
So I want to speak to Clay for a second, and this is to anybody out there who has pre-diabetes or is full-blown diabetic. As you start to adjust your lifestyle and your diet and your supplementation to correct this problem, which is you can do, you have to go slowly, because insulin sensitivity changes and blood sugar needs to kind of catch up to it, if you will. And so for those of you out there who are pre-diabetic and you're going to start using things like R-alpha lipoic acid, berberine, you start out at a low dose and assess how you feel. If you start getting lightheaded, back your dose down. But as you start to increase your dose, you should be able to also decrease your dependence on carbohydrates. The goal should be, over the course of a six-month period, to be able to not have to take that supplement and be able to fast for 16 hours without passing out. That has to be the goal, because if you can fast for 16 hours and not get the shakes, feel like you're sweating or passing out, then you can say, I have corrected the insulin sensitivity landscape in my body.
That's a great point, and it's worth pointing out that many studies on intermittent fasting show an improvement in glucose disposal. Now, you marry that to training, which also does the same. And even before you add any supplements at all, you have two extremely powerful lifestyle strategies to improve that condition.
Okay, so I wanted to those of you watching the show on Facebook Live, could you guys please share this show? Either do it now or do it after the show has aired, so that we need these shows that we're producing on Facebook Live to start to become a little bit more viral. I have to ask those of you who benefit from hearing the show to please share it. Okay, number one. Number two, when we come back from this next break, we're going to do the blueprint tip of the day. But then after that, stick around with us, because I'm going to have Coach Rob critique my current leg training. Did you have a chance to see it on Facebook this morning, Rob?
Yes, I did. Okay, I commented good. Just before I came on there.
Okay, good. So I want to have you critique my leg training session. Right now what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. I got to remember what computer I'm looking at. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans.
So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hey, welcome back. We got a lot of activity on Facebook Live right now, Rob. So Clay Tisdale just commented that he's adjusted his diet. He's eating plenty of greens now. His last blood work showed that his HbA1c came down from 6.7 to 6, so he's moving in the right direction. He's absolutely right. And you just got to stay on that track, and you just got to keep tightening up. John Peaks just said, I tried the Super Squat program for 3 months. I gained 30 pounds. Unfortunately, two-thirds of it was fat. I haven't been able to cut any of it since. I typically eat the anabolic diet. Isn't getting results. Any suggestions? What do you think about that?
You know, for the longest time I've been preaching using a tape around your waist, right? And if you are tracking that every couple of weeks and you see, you know, big increases and you're putting an inch or more on your waist, obviously you cut back. Having said that, it sounds like, you know, he's gone through 3 months of it, put on too much fat. The anabolic diet would be excellent for cutting that fat while retaining the muscle. I would love to know more about the diet that he did use on the Super Squats program, but suffice it to say, he's on the right track if he's looking at a cycling ketogenic diet like the anabolic diet to get the fat off and keep the muscle that he did gain.
You know, and I think Tom Cox commented that you've got to be in a caloric deficit. He said, John, you're not going to lose weight on the anabolic diet if you're not in a kcal deficit. And Rob, how do you know if you're in a kcal deficit without guessing? Oh, it's called the breathing unit.
Right.
Dude,
right.
I mean, look. So I get it. The breathing unit is $300-something. You buy it once, it works on your phone. But John, you could have dialed in your diet. Maybe the excess stress of doing this hard workout actually shut your metabolism down. Maybe you should have been eating 1,400 calories a day to get to your goal, and you're eating 23, and so ergo, you put on body fat. This breathing unit, yeah. Folks, I'm not trying to sell the breathing unit, okay? It doesn't matter to me. They're not even sponsors, but I love the thing. I am losing fat and gaining muscle right now. I couldn't do it without the breathing unit because every 4 days, I check my REE, and I can tell, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm not eating enough. My metabolism is starting to slow down.
Yeah. You know, these tools, that's an excellent example of had this tool been utilized at the outset, you wouldn't be, I guess, in this situation. Now, you know, having said that, maybe he wasn't aware of this unit. I wasn't before you brought it up. you need to use the tools available to you, and this is one of them. It's extremely important no matter what diet you're on, be that the anabolic diet, intermittent fasting, some sort of hybrid, etc.
Okay, so before we do the blueprint tip of the day, you have a plug that we have to provide to bodybuildingsupplements.com, John over at Mass, right?
Yeah. Couple of things. Number one, you can get $11 instant cash back on the new Tranquilogen in the twin pack, or a full $30 off your four-pack case. Bear in mind, this is the upgraded formula with ashwagandha now. It is far and away stronger and a big upgrade compared to the original. And here's the best part. He didn't raise the price one bit. So again, you can get either $11 cash back on the twin pack or $30 on a case of, four. Plus, and this is the big one, an extra 15% off Adaptogen N just by using the coupon code Superhuman at checkout. And you can do that at shop.bodybuildingsupplements.com. The combination of the two caps of each before bed every night is, it'll blow your mind. And I'll tell you this, within 3 days, you will know waking up in the morning, it's working.
Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Check them out. Okay, Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day, brother?
Tip of the day is thoughts on deloads. So every week I come here talking about the magic of deloads, but I fully understand that it's difficult for people to do that. It's readily apparent to me that planned time off after a period of overreaching is one of the fastest ways to progress, ironically, you know, in this game. Unfortunately, it's also one of the hardest things to do, particularly if a person is young, you know, they're in a hurry to achieve their goals, and who isn't, or otherwise they don't understand the power of rest. You know, so in this tip of the day, I'm going to give you some alternatives ranging from not setting foot in the gym at all to maintaining your current frequency to a hybrid of those two. So it's my hope you can implement at least one of them and reap the benefits. Prior to overtraining setting in, your body and mind go through some changes. And the first thing that usually happens is a strong disinclination to train. You know, you'll be at home or on the way to the gym and thinking, here we go again. You know, chest, shoulders, and tris, same exercises, same order. That's a sign, and a big one, that you need time off. Little injuries that just don't seem to get better, that's another sign. Disturbed sleep patterns, poor appetite, those are other signs. Being unable to beat your prior numbers, especially across multiple sessions, is another. You know, so here's what I'd like. At the first sign of any of these, you need to take action, okay? Here's the short list on taking action. Solution number one is to just take a full week off. And when I mean off, I mean off. You shouldn't set foot in the gym. Instead, engage in other activities. And for people who need to be in the gym, you can consider the following. Solution number two is maintaining your current training frequency. Let's say you're training 4 days a week, but cutting the weights you use, the sets and the reps, in half. Now, if you think lifting light is a waste, think again, because you can work on speed, okay, which is hugely important. Force equals mass times acceleration. The faster you can move a barbell, the more force you can exert. You know, everyone's trying to add more mass to the bar, right? Nobody's working on bar speed. Resolve to be one of them. You'll be glad that you did. Solution number three is to perform all body weight exercises. That's push-ups, pull-ups, body weight squats, handstand push-ups, bridges, etc. All of these, right, can be easy, as easy, or demanding as you make them. You know, in this case, don't go berserk with the hardest variations, like, you know, one-arm push-ups with your feet elevated on a bench. The deload with body weight training is automatic, given you are not artificially overloading your joints, tendons, and ligaments with hundreds of extra pounds, right? So that option is great at keeping your conditioning up too, along with bringing some fresh new blood into the muscle. Solution number four is working small, but important muscle groups that recover quickly, or otherwise using movements that lend themselves well to this time. So instead of continuing to do your compound push and pull movements, you're going to have a workout that, you know, sounds like this, roughly every other day. Day one, you do some bridging and some wall walks. You're also going to do some calves. Static holds are preferred. Day two, cardio, right? Day three, you're going to do hanging leg raises for your abs, and you're going to work your neck. Day four, you're going to do cardio. Day five, you're going to do top range rack pulls. And that's it for the day, top range rack pulls. You may think what I just described isn't enough, but you would be wrong. In reality, it's just enough. Think about some of the things that I'm recommending. Proper bridging works over 200 muscles. More importantly, it is as much a restorative movement as it is a builder of strength. And believe you me, you'll get a great VO2 max workout too. You work that for high reps and you're huffing and puffing. Calves are a pain point for many people, myself included, and they require frequent and extreme overload to grow. Like bridges, you can train them hard and heavy without making deep, deep inroads into recovery. The neck grows fairly quickly, and like calves, it can be trained frequently without, you know, overly taxing your system. Unlike calves, the neck responds very quickly to training, especially if people don't train it. And it adds a look of extreme power to the physique. Hanging leg raises are, let's face it, the tie that binds. All of your power is transferred through that area. And finally, top range rack pulls work everything. You know, they don't overtax any one muscle group. And in addition to the rest of their benefits, they up your Golgi tendon threshold. So the Golgi tendon is a sensor of sorts, and it will shut down your muscle before you rip it off the bone if you're approaching that level. Top range rack pulls, by virtue of the fact that you can use 4, 5, 6, 7, up to 900 pounds or more, will increase that Golgi tendon threshold. I would suggest you try this, let's say for a week or three. I absolutely know you will be shocked at how well it works. You'll have less aches and pains, you'll progress faster, and your strength will skyrocket. One final example. Flat dumbbell bench press. I had tried for 3, maybe 4 workouts in a row doing reps with 130 pounds dumbbells. I tried as hard as I could. Believe me, I just could not budge them. I then took 12 full days off. Upon returning to the gym, I got 4 clean reps and probably had a 5th in me with 130s. Such is the power of rest. Harness it however you may, you know, given the different options that I just described, harness it, and I promise you will be stronger and you will feel much better. You'll have less injuries.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Coach Rob is going to critique my leg training session. For those of you on Facebook Live, I will post my leg training session from today on our Facebook Live feed during this commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Breakdown.
Breakdown, baby.
Breakdown, baby. Okay. I couldn't post the picture for some reason. I don't know why. I couldn't post the picture. I couldn't post it as myself or as a Superhuman Radio administrator. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to recite this really quick, okay? So my leg session revolves around a four-movement giant set, of which I do five rounds of this. So it's leg press, leg extension, leg curl, hip thrust, okay? I do not rest in between except the time it takes me to walk to the machine or get myself positioned under the bar, as in with hip thrusts. I start out with four plates, and I end up at 12 plates in the leg press. I stay pretty consistent with the rest of them, although I did go from 225 to 275 around my third rep, my third set with my hip thrusts. I do this in 35 to 40 minutes, typically, sometimes 28. Legs and back take me longer. It took me 35 minutes to do this, five rounds of four-movement giant sets. And then I follow it up with some adductor work because that's just kind of easy. The whole workout takes me 47 minutes. I leave the gym feeling pumped. I leave the gym feeling strong. I should point out that the last set I do, while it's my heaviest in leg press, and I do go full range of motion, I don't go to failure in any of the other accessory movements on my last set, because I don't want to crush myself. I want to leave the gym feeling a little refreshed. It's a lot of volume. I do it in a very short period of time. One of the things that I like about it is it gets, I am gasping for air after every one of these sets. And my heart is beating like a machine after every one of these sets. And that's the thing I like about it the best, that I feel like it's improving my cardiovascular conditioning. Now, you looked at the workout. What do you think of it?
Personally, I like to balance a quad dominant movement with a hip dominant one. So let's say after your leg presses, you would perform some Romanian deadlifts.
Why not a hip thrust?
There's nothing wrong with the hip thrust. I mean, you can use that too. One other thing that I would suggest during your big movements, like the hip thrust or certainly the leg press, experiment with 6 second negatives. And also, if you're going to go, do it again, the second round, I would use 6 second positives. Personally, I am seeing some outstanding results, by doing that and varying those two things during my workouts. Now, I remember some time ago, you could certainly leverage squat a ton. Is that out now because of the injuries?
Well, just because of the lumbar spine, I've been told not to squat or deadlift just for now, not forever, just for now. And I do feel that my lumbar spine is getting better because the numbness in my legs is actually moving down where it used to move up.
Right.
I did, my friend Marcus, who's a competitive power lifter, he's my age. He was setting up the bar for deadlifts a few weeks ago, and he had 365 on it, and I pulled it for a couple reps, and then I stopped. I just wanted to make sure the bar came off the ground very quickly. He said, man, he says, you're still very strong in the deadlift. And last month, somebody set up for the squat, and he had 405 on the bar, and I said, do you mind if I just get under there for a second? I says, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. And I went down and came up without any real effort at all. So that's, I know, incredible. That I can still do them, but I don't want to do anything that is going to set back the progress that I've made already. So I'm staying away from them, but I'm trying to activate all those same muscle groups by doing a giant set of a leg press, leg extension, leg curl, and hip thrust. I'm trying to hit all those same muscle groups, but just not loading the spine from top down.
Yeah, no, I understand. Do you have a glute ham bench at your gym?
Yes, we do. Yeah, yeah.
Let me guess, not many people use it.
No. And I've tried using it. I'm a little too top heavy for that thing. My hamstrings don't have the ability to really. I could use it if I had one of those like wooden poles to push back up with a little bit just to get myself moving.
Right. Well, if possible, I would highly, highly recommend that, because although it's seldom used, the benefits are tremendous. We've got a lot of folks out there that are quad dominant due to a lot of squatting, and not as much attention paid to strengthening the hamstrings. The hamstrings are not an easy muscle group to bring up, mostly because, most gyms have the lying leg curls, which I was never very fond of. Certainly deadlift variations like the Romanian deadlift. Few gyms have the reverse hyper. That's too bad. But more and more are getting the glute ham raise, and I would highly, highly recommend that. Even just two sets with your body weight pays big dividends.
So here's something hilarious. Now, everybody knows how strong Seth Spanner is, right? The guy, his strength is all over Facebook, right? He says, Carl's leg workout scares the S out of me. Dude, I'm 59. It scares the S out of me, too. But funny? I have to do it. I have to challenge myself, or I'm afraid. If I don't do that, when I'm training, I'm nervous, but right. When I leave the gym, I feel a sense of confidence that, wow, I'm still okay. I can still do this stuff,
Yeah, that, I mean, that is a tremendous, you're getting a tremendous cardiovascular benefit in addition to the weight training. And on top of that, you are likely getting a huge boost in growth hormone if you're going into the workout fasted.
Oh, I'm getting a huge boost in growth hormone because after that workout, I do 2 IUs of growth hormone. I include with that a milligram of thymosin beta 4, 300 micrograms of BPC-157, and 2 IUs of oxytocin. I have a cocktail that I use post-workout. And so I know I'm definitely getting a boost in growth hormone in my car after the workout.
So Seth just made a great suggestion, the step up, Russian step up, and I think one other. You know, training the posterior chain like that, when you're being careful with your lower back, it certainly can be done. And, you know, I share your, I guess I call it conservative nature, to save that for another day. You know, I have no doubt that based upon what you just described on the squat and deadlift, moving those poundage that easy, you know, you got a lot of gas left. You just got to manage it.
Yeah, I just don't want to break anything right now. Like I said, I'm 59 years old. I've torn three hamstring attachments so far. I have a torn bicep that I live with. I did tear my tricep, but I had to have that surgically reattached because the complete muscle tore away. I don't want to break anything else anymore. In fact, I back off at the end of the workout. I could do more reps, and I'm like, no, I'll save it for next time. I've actually become sensible. Tom Cox points out that the Romanian deadlift load is a loaded stretch where the hip thrust is not on the hamstring. And then he goes on and says I should try escalating density training with Russian dumbbell step-ups and the glute ham bridge. 10 to 15 minutes time cap, you will be melted. I don't want to melt butt anymore. That's another thing I'm not trying to do. I'm not trying to leave feeling like I've been crushed into the ground anymore. I've done that for years. I want to leave with a little spring in my step, like, oh, I've got more. I could have done more.
Yeah. You know, the quandary that I think both of us are in, and other people our age, is this. We can train the muscle to be much stronger. I still am making reliable strength increases in the gym. What is more problematic are the connective tissues and their ability to keep pace with the muscle. You know, I'm sure, you know, you're 59, almost 60, getting out of bed in the morning, you feel it. You know, at least until you get going.
Yes. Yeah. I have that, I call it a gelling period where stuff is stiff until I start walking. And it really takes the first half hour of being up to actually feel that go away. We have to give a shout out, you said, to Michelle Hebert, right?
Yes. Michelle Hebert, I'd like to tell you that the Eagle has landed and, it will land where you are shortly. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. It has to do with new product development, and you know, Michelle has been just an absolutely fantastic customer and friend over the years, and it's nice to get an objective piece of feedback from women, because let's face it, it's a male-dominated sport that we're in, but you know, gosh, if we could get more women into it, I think it would be fantastic.
I think so, too. And you know what? And that's an important discussion for an entirely different show. Men are strong naturally. Women have to work at it harder. But it's equally important for women to be strong as it is for men. There's no doubt about it. We got to stop this nonsense where women are waifish looking and so skinny that they're going to blow over with the wind. It's time to stop that nonsense.
Not attractive and not healthy.
No, you're right. Rob Regish, so how does it feel to be on video, man?
Well, I don't know how people are going to deal with my ugly mug every week. But,
but we're bookends, you and I. We both have faces that are scary.
Oh, jeez. Listen, if you can make it through a show looking at us, you're just below Navy SEALs on my rating scale.
But we will be doing this every week. And look, those of you who are watching the show live, please share this. Please share it. Share it. Help us reach more people so that other people can experience what you have experienced with the guidance of Rob Regish and the Blueprint. And that's all I've got to say. All right, brother. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Take care. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening and watching.